here's a story from The World.
As President Biden and his foreign policy team get to work, one country presents some really big challenges: China. Minutes after Biden was sworn in, Beijing slapped sanctions on more than 24 U.S. officials from the Trump administration. Another complicated issue with China is this.
I'm honored to be here today on behalf of the people and government of Taiwan at the inauguration of United States President Biden.
That's Bi Kim Xiao, the de facto ambassador from Taiwan. Her attendance at the inauguration might seem unremarkable, but Beijing can't be happy about it. To talk through what's going on with U.S.-China relations at the start of the Biden era, we turn to Bonnie Glaser. She's with the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. Bonnie, that statement we just heard from Taiwan's representative to the U.S. came directly from her Twitter feed. How's China going to view that?
Well, I think that China is concerned about the direction of U.S. policy toward Taiwan, particularly because the Trump administration took many actions to strengthen relations with Taiwan in a very, very public way. And Beijing undoubtedly would like to reverse that process and go back to at least what was done under prior administrations, where there was a more narrow interpretation of U.S. one-China policy and the unofficial relationship that the United States has with Taiwan. So I believe China will put pressure early on the Biden administration to provide greater clarity about the boundaries of what the U.S. will do and will not do with Taiwan.
What about the sanctions that Beijing has placed on U.S. officials from the Trump administration? What is that about?
Well, the sanctions that China has declared that will apply to 28 former Trump administration officials are really to express China's dissatisfaction with the fact that these individuals criticize Chinese policy toward Hong Kong and also strengthen ties with Taiwan. And I think that this is aimed in part at a Chinese domestic audience. They want to demonstrate to the Chinese people that the Chinese Communist Party is protecting China's interests. It's also to deter other countries from challenging Chinese interests and criticizing its policies. Then thirdly, it's also a signal to the Biden administration to not follow in the path of the Trump administration.
The Chinese government said it looks forward to working with the Biden administration on climate change. How much potential is there for mutual cooperation?
This is the one area that the Obama administration did make some progress with China. And there is, I think, recognition that China is just a huge emitter of emissions, and it has the desire and its own interest. And Xi Jinping has stated that China will become a carbon neutral country by 2060. And so there is potential to work together.
What about President Trump's trade war with China? I mean, the two nations have a lot of tariffs in place that are making life more difficult for American businesses. What do you think will happen there?
The Biden administration has made it clear that the tariffs that were imposed by the Trump administration will not be lifted early on. So my expectation is that they will be examined in the context of broader negotiations with China. I doubt there will be any new tariffs, but over time there may be lifting of tariffs. In my view, the existence of the tariffs give President Biden some leverage over China. And so it would not be wise to lift them unilaterally.
As someone very well versed in U.S.-China relations, what do you think is the most important issue with China facing the Biden administration?
I think that the biggest challenge that the United States faces is that China assesses the international situation and the global balance of power as in its favor. They see that the pandemic has accelerated China's rise and the decline of the United States. And there is this phrase that is being tossed around in Beijing: the East is rising, the West is declining. So I think that the Biden administration has to change that calculus in China to make them understand that the United States is not down and out. We are not permanently in decline. Because if China bases its foreign policy decisions on that assessment, I think it will become even more risk acceptant. It will try to push a more aggressive policy of shaping the regional and maybe even the international order in ways that serve Chinese interests and are damaging to American interests.
Bonnie Glaser from the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
From PRX.